Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Today I Learned Bitcoin. Today, we're recording an episode for you to hopefully guide you in the right direction. When you're walking through the overall cryptocurrency space, it can be quite confusing. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that are advertising to get your attention and, you know, in hopes that you're going to be buying Bitcoin and, you know, maybe a multiple of other cryptocurrencies on their platform. And today me and Jason are going to cover why, you know, most of those are pretty bad idea, the risk you can expose yourself to, some of the more, I believe, immoral tactics that they use to lure people in that just, you know, maybe not educated or, you know, ignorant to the fact of what these things are that they're attempting to sell you, you know, how they're making money doing this. You know, really it comes down to incentives, right? It's really easy to push things that are going to make a ton of profit for your company, but you know, you have to check yourself and realize some of these things are straight up scams and immoral. So those are the things we're going to dive into today. Before I go off on too much of a tangent here, obviously a topic I'm super passionate about, I'll bring Jason up. What up, dude? It's been a minute. Glad we're sitting down for another episode.
It has been a minute. Yeah, dude, how you been? It's good to see you. You look handsome.
Oh, thanks, brother. Doing amazing as always. Like, you know, we're here to chat about Bitcoin. We're, you know, firing up another episode. And it's, like I said, it's a topic that kind of gets me on a rant. So I'm excited to chat about it. You know, maybe it'd be a good idea to, you know, kind of talk about first, like, why should we be seeking out Bitcoin only platforms? You know, there's a ton of companies in the cryptocurrency space we have to choose from, whether it be Coinbase or Binance or, you know, name any exchange out there. Like, why not just use those? And, you know, why are we even making this episode to pick out specifically Bitcoin only companies?
Yeah, man, I will say, you know, up until a year ago, I was using Coinbase for purchases. So this hits pretty home to me. And yeah, you know, I think we absolutely, there's a lot to say on like, why not to use those, but why are people naturally drawn to them in the first place, right? Like, why is it so easy? And why is it the path of least resistance for somebody who's kind of new to the space to go to Coinbase? Because I sure as shit didn't know where else to go. What about yourself?
I mean, that's where I started. You know, there's Robinhood too. That's a really popular one. That's just easy, you know, gets people in the door really fast. But yeah, I think it's just kind of the brand name, right? There, those companies out there that actually raised capital, especially Coinbase, from going public, right? They actually are able to advertise. They had a Super Bowl commercial. I don't know if you remember that. It was like the QR code bouncing around like Pong or whatever it was. Yeah. So I think that's a big reason why most people start on something like Coinbase is just the brand awareness, right? They have great marketing. They have a lot of money to invest there. Most people haven't heard of a lot of these Bitcoin-only companies because it's not quite as profitable. You know, they're not quite as large because of their revenue models and how they make money in general. But, you know, it's kind of the what's that old saying, like the tortoise and the hare, you know, I think that slow and steady wins the race over time, especially, you know, with this subject.
Well, we see what's been happening with Coinbase and Binance. So I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something there.
I mean, they've been in some hot water, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That I'm not a freaking lawyer or anything. I can't keep up with all the specifics, but I don't see any Bitcoin-only companies really getting attacked by the SEC. You know, maybe that's the size of them, right? Like Coinbase is the elephant in the room. Binance is the second largest elephant in the room. So maybe that's why. But you know, the actual allegations are mostly around the other coins that they sell on there, right? Like Coinbase was told over a year ago to stop selling anything outside of Bitcoin.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy.
It's not even mostly around the other coins. It's all around altcoins, right? And I mean, we don't have to get too far into it, you know, because I'm not a lawyer either, obviously. But the SEC is going after these altcoins because they meet the criteria of the definition of a security. They're obviously unregistered. And Coinbase has a metric shit ton of them, right? And to kind of circle back to like what you were saying about their revenue model and their business model, we know that Coinbase makes trading fees, right? Every time you make a trade, they make a cut of that. And they also hit you with a spread. And if you're unfamiliar with that, it means they basically mark up the advertised price and they take that off the top as well. So they hit you twice and they're incentivized to boost a lot of trading volume for that reason, right? And so if you have Bitcoin only, you'll get some trading volume. And if you have Bitcoin and 400 other coins, you're going to get a lot more trading volume. And they have a lot of like, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek ways, I think, of getting you started on trading those altcoins. And you and I were talking about this earlier, Alec. Why don't you, you were telling me a story just now. Why don't you share that?
I mean, first of all, like if there's one thing you take away from this episode, like fucking cut it off after this. I don't care. But go check how much you pay for fees on whatever exchange you use. 99% people don't actually understand how much they're paying in fees. One, the spread. Do they charge a spread? Every single one that offers free trading, right, you're paying a spread. Two, look at that percentage fee. If you're paying, you know, a Coinbase, from my understanding, is 3% plus spread. Absolutely outrageous. There's much cheaper options out there. We're going to list through some of those, but that's the one thing I wanted to point out first. So, yeah, I mean, to your point, like how they're attracting people, it's absolutely egregious. A couple things have honestly pissed me off as of recent. I don't see them quite as often because we're in the bear market, right? But especially during the last bull market, like Coinbase was running ads. I would see this all over TikTok and different social media platforms that I use promoting things like Shiba Inu, right? Like the fact that they have paid advertisements pushing some shitcoin meme dog coin that someone just created for free and printed a shit ton of money from. And Coinbase is just this massive engine. It's a public company. Like, this is supposed to be the most reputable company in the cryptocurrency space. And they're resorting to making revenue by pumping ads to incentivize people to buy dog coins. How fucking ridiculous is that?
But is the dog cute?
I love Shiba Inus, man. Super cute.
It's
dog.
Crazy. It's crazy, man. Yeah. And you were telling me, I just lost my train of thought. The last time I was on Coinbase, I saw that they were promoting Pepe, the latest meme coin, right? And I wonder, I'll pull it up real quick. You were telling me just now about an email that you saw or you know, tell me about that, because I think that paints a good picture of how they rope people into buying these altcoins. And they actually really incentivize the altcoin route, because I think that caters to that revenue model and that business model a lot more than Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, so, you know, there'll be marketing emails that I receive. You know, I check out a bunch of different companies in the space. So I'll get a marketing email that says, hey, you know, sign up and get $500 free in this random crypto. You can do all these different investments with it, things like that. So they're literally trying to lure people onto the platform by offering things for free. Coinbase does this with their education platform, right? Watch this video or take this quiz and earn, you know, $5 in XYZ shitcoin. And, you know, it's great. Like, they're trying to pass it off as education, but they're really just luring you in by saying, hey, let me give you a little taste of this. You know, it's almost like a drug. You get a little taste and you're like, you know what, maybe I'll just throw a couple $100 at it. Then the price dips. You're like, oh, I need to buy that. I need a BTFD. Get some of that. Get some more of that dip. next thing you know, that freaking coin goes to zero. Like, I don't see any of those coins that Coinbase was promoting through their Learn platform or whatever they call it actually producing anything for anybody. You know, they pass it off that, oh, learn about this token that's doing all these cool things that actually does absolutely nothing. It's it's, I don't know. I don't know how they get away with that. Obviously, they're not going to for much longer with these lawsuits, but it just drives me nuts.
You know, it's what's so funny. I mean, I have a lot of like commentary on what you just said, but first off, you're describing a casino, right? Like in a lot of ways.
And, very familiar.
And I, while you were talking, I was just curious. I was picking on Pepe just now because I see that all over Twitter. The trading volume of Pepe in the last 24 hours, 41.9 million, down 30% from the previous day. So Coinbase has, what, hundreds, possibly thousands of different coins on their platform.
Sure, it's in the
it's
thousands.
Really easy. If you're in this business, in the crypto space, and you're getting paid a cut off of every trade, you're incentivized to boost the shit out of trading volume. You're going to go cram as many of these coins on your platform as possible. And they do. And that in itself is going to massively boost the aggregate volume of the platform. Right. And so like, there's not a lot to that. Right. But it's nuts.
Do you recall that, speaking of boosting coins for profit, for those of you that don't know or unaware, a huge reason we're picking a lot on Coinbase here, I get it, but they're fucking terrible. Like, I'll say it straight up. Like, I use them plenty. The main, there's so many reasons not to use Coinbase. I know they're, you know, seem trustworthy, reputable, whatever. They're not. So there was one of their employees, I'm trying to remember his position. He was pretty high up, some VP in Coinbase, was actually indicted for insider trading. He would leak to his family member or friend. It was like a year ago when this came out and just pushed under the rug. No one seemed to really care. But dude was telling his friend's family anytime they were about to list a coin on their platform, which they were going to boost, and have them go buy a bunch of these tokens before it was listed on Coinbase. Every token that hits Coinbase, you see this big spike in the price because, again, largest platform that pumps it, they send emails, they're, you know, advertising it to every person that logs into their damn app. And
then it crashes.
Then they dump. Then they just make so much money off that initial listing, and that's it. That's their entire revenue model right there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. And I think what I was going to add before, you know, and we'll move on from this stuff in just a sec, but we talk about the SEC and like what defines a security and why these altcoins and these platforms that promote the altcoins are in trouble. And you don't have to know all that much about even finance or anything other than to know that the big kicker with this in the debate of is it a security or is it not, is that you rely on somebody else to make you a profit. Which you do with stocks, which you do with bonds. You rely on another human entity to help you make profit off of this investment, right? Well, with Bitcoin, it is not a security for that reason, because you're not relying on any human being, because there is no controller of Bitcoin. There is no central.
Jason, is that why we don't see ads on TikTok about Bitcoin?
It must be. Yeah, there's no marketing team. There's no management team. It's not a tech startup masquerading as currency like these other shitcoins are, okay? And that's why all of these, but hold on, before I even, now I'm rambling. Coinbase execs sat in a room with the execs of some of these other well-known platforms, right? I don't know. I won't get into names, but and they came together and they said, hey, before we launch some of these coins, we should really rate them on a scale of 1 to 5. You're laughing because you know where I'm going with this, right? On a scale of 1 to 5, we should rate them by like how much they meet the criteria of a security. Dude, that's a fucking law. It's a law. You don't have to sit and create this 1 to 5 scale with other people in the crypto industry. It's a law. And the rules are already in place. But that itself shows the egocentric nature of this. So these guys sit there and they raid all these coins from 1 to 5. Bro, The ones that got fours and fives that were like the highest risk for being deemed security still launched, man. They still launched on the platform. So the meeting was pointless on two different levels. One, it doesn't supersede the law. And two, they did it anyways. Like, they disregarded their own rating system, dude. Like, what the fuck? This is like the ingenious nature of Coinbase and some of these other major crypto platforms. Dude, and that's why you should stay away.
You just made me think of something super funny. So this picture you painted, like these guys in this boardroom deciding what tokens to list, you know, they've got to make a ton of money, right? Coinbase is a big company. They probably wear suits to work. Imagine sitting down and debating whether or not we're going to list Cum Rocket Coin. Like, imagine that conversation. Like, what? There's no way there's any.
So where'd we land on Cum Rocket, Brian? Where are we?
They're not sitting down and evaluating these coins, man. They advertise on their website. We evaluate. They go through this test. Cum Rocket made it through. Like, come on. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, they submitted. I think they actually submitted this little rating system to the SEC, and the SEC just like laughed. It was like, okay, one, guys, none of this matters. Like, this is play rules, and we have the real rules. And two, you still listed all this shit that you rated high risk. So, okay. Anyways, but that I think, to bring it full circle, that says a lot about the ethos of that company and its misalignment with the ethos of Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin fights against all of that. Bitcoin is anti everything we just spent the last 17 minutes talking about. Bitcoin is the inverse of that. And companies like, I personally use Swan. My boy Alec here now works for Swan. If we didn't talk about that on a previous episode, this is awesome, awesome news. Fantastic company to work for. Kudos to you, man. But like,
so fun.
Their ethos is nothing like that of Coinbase, right? They are here to advance the cause of Bitcoin, to advance Bitcoin. And when you go, I've been using Swan for probably about 6 months now. I made a purchase a couple hours ago. When I go make a buy, it takes a 1%. Like, it's very transparent. It's like we take a 1% fee off of your purchase. That's how we make money. We got to keep the lights on. And there's no spread. There's no, we advertise Bitcoin at 29.5. And then when you go press buy, it's suddenly it's 31.3 or some shit. Like, go try that on Coinbase, guys. It's going to do it. I'm not exaggerating. Right. So that's like the stark contrast there. And you need to understand the intent behind these companies before you choose where you're going to go put your money.
100%. Like I mentioned first, like, if you don't know what you're paying when you're buying your Bitcoin, start there, right? If no other reason, if you don't care about morals, if you don't care about anything else we're going to discuss, like, stop giving them your money for no reason. Two, companies like Swan, you know, there's plenty others out there that are amazing as well. Like, I'm not going to tout only one, but like, these Bitcoin only companies, they're doing something extremely difficult. You know, a business is meant to generate profit for the owners and shareholders. And these Bitcoin only companies are making the decision that morals are more important than the amount of profit that they can make. They are choosing something that, you know, if you've listened to any of our other episodes, like, Bitcoin is the most moral option due to the Immaculate Conception. Basically, you know, there wasn't a group of individuals that just got filthy rich by making a token for themselves. But they're making the moral choice to stick with what they believe is going to be the world-changing technology, instead of how can we make the most money possible for ourselves and our shareholders. That's number one. Like, there's very few companies out there that do that. Like, how many moral companies do we have these days, right? It's pretty difficult. But two, you know, this removes them from, you know, a lot of other opportunities as well. Like, there's venture capital and things want to invest in companies that are going to turn a quick profit, right? Being Bitcoin only crosses you off a lot of those lists. So they're starting with less money. They're taking the moral high ground. Like, they are doing this the hard way. They are building, they are grinding, they are, you know, coming out of the mud, right? So it, just understanding where these companies are coming from, what they have to do to be successful and actually build amazing businesses, it's so freaking hard, but it's amazing to see. And once again, they're transparent with their pricing. You know, there's even some out there that, you know, are free. They do a spread, or they offer other services that they make money on. So it's pretty sweet. We'll definitely list some of those options down below. I don't know if, Jason, have you used any other like Bitcoin only exchanges before?
I don't know if you'd consider it one, but I use Strike sometimes to buy Bitcoin. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you can go link your bank account and go buy Bitcoin with it, you know, and it's pretty user friendly. It's pretty convenient. My first choice is Swan. If there's ever anything going on with Swan, like, for example, like, you know, the what would you call it? The swap from Prime Trust or whatever. You know, if there's some technical reason why there's going to be a bit of a delay with Swan, I then go to Strike. That is also Bitcoin only. It is a different business model, but it's similar in that I can go very easily buy Bitcoin, and they use a spread model, so there's no percentage fee, whereas Swan does the inverse, but both are fair, and neither are hitting me with both. So yeah, and I want to also note, you know, going back to like we've really hit hard on Coinbase because it's easy. The reason why you might also go to Coinbase, and the reason why I did, is like, one, to Alex's point at the beginning, like, you don't know any better because of their very strong marketing presence. But two, they make a damn good like UX. It's very easy. And I would say like all of those things, you know, those are good things, but they're things you can find in a Bitcoin only platform. If you're watching this show, it's our hope at this point that you're starting to take interest in like that Bitcoin only route. And, you know, you're not just like utilizing Bitcoin as part of some broader crypto diversification strategy. If that's the case, then I would highly recommend looking into Swan Bitcoin. I would look into Strike. What are like one or two other? Can we plug any other names? I really only use those two. I mean,
it really depends on what your use case is, right? Like Swan, I used well before I worked there simply because it's like automated, hands-off, right? I have a daily buy, automatic, you know, buys from my bank account, turns into Bitcoin, automatically withdraws to cold storage. And that's a big point too. Like platforms that incentivize you to withdraw are huge. Like go try to withdraw your coins on Coinbase. They're going to slap you with a fee. Withdraw from Swan, $0. They cover that cost. They want you to get your coins off their platform. Right. Yeah. So that's a big thing as well. Strike, I love for, you know, if I want to send Jason $50 in Bitcoin, I can buy in 2 seconds, send it right to him. Super easy. Love an app like that. You know, there's a Cash App, super popular one as well. There's a few payment apps. You know, Swan's like your savings, like financial institution for Bitcoin, right? They're doing retirement accounts. They got private client services, all that stuff. Strike, Cash App, those are like your mobile app, you know, quick money transfer, like your Venmo type thing. You know, Cash App does that same thing. So that's kind of the purpose behind those. And you know, there's quite a few others, like if you're looking to do like different loan products and things like that. You know, we've done episodes with like Tom from Unchained, things like that as well. So really depends on what your goals are and how you plan on using your Bitcoin. Most of us are, you know, looking at it from a savings perspective. So Swan is amazing for that, right? Very few people are using it for a medium of exchange. So those payment apps, you know, it's easy to buy on, but it's very easy to keep your coins there as well. So that's my only beef with some of the payment apps is people buy and just hold them on there. Please still learn how to self-custody. We've done plenty of episodes on it, and, you know, maybe we need to make a damn tutorial at this point for it.
Yeah, but we should. We should.
Yeah. I honestly forget what we were talking about before that because I went on such a tangent.
No, that's great. And we should make that tutorial. That would be fantastic. But You brought up such an interesting point, man, that like, again, that stark contrast, it speaks very loudly when one platform says, hey, take your money and make it safe, get it off of our platform. And the other penalizes you for doing that. And it's almost like they want you to store your money on that exchange so you can do what?
Trade. Well, they want you to trade.
Trade. And it's there and it's easy. And guess what? There was a time when I did keep all my money on Coinbase before I self-custodied and long before my Bitcoiner days. It was so easy to go like say, oh, okay, so Ethereum's down and Bitcoin's up a little bit and there's like a 2-point spread between the two. Boom. 4 seconds, I can go take my Bitcoin and make it Ethereum on Coinbase, right? And they charge you a fee for that too and think that I've won. And that's their whole game. That's their whole game. And that right there, like to close up this whole thing, that shows you the intent of one business model versus another business model. It shows you who's fighting to advance a cause versus who's in this to fight for their fucking balance sheet.
Dude.
And the board.
That's a fucking great point. I thought of this and forgot to bring it up. Swan doesn't have a sell button. Strike? I've never sold Bitcoin on Strike. Do they have a sell button?
I don't think you can.
Most Bitcoin-only companies generally have sell buttons. That's the incredible thing. Like, they don't incentivize trading, even though they can make money on converting you back to U.S. dollars. They don't offer that up front, right? Like, you can still sell through Swan and stuff like that, but it's a manual outreach. And honestly, respect the hell out of that, because, once again, they're just turning down that option of profit. Like, they could be making so much more money, but they choose to push the values of, you know, being smart with your Bitcoin. Save, HODL, and one day you'll use it, whether it's through a loan product or, you know, maybe you'll have to sell some, God forbid, which I hope you're not selling your Bitcoin right now, especially. But yeah, Jason, I know we gotta kind of keep it short here today. What are your biggest takeaways? We both came away from Coinbase. My one thing is, like, go check your fees. If that doesn't piss you off and make you transfer over to Swan or any other, you know, Bitcoin only company that's a quarter of the cost, like, I'm sorry, you're lost to the casino. But yeah, I mean, that's my one thing.
I would say, like, you know, as much as we've picked on Coinbase, and there's such good reason to, you look at Binance, you look at FTX, right? And if you're listening to a Bitcoin podcast right now, you know what FTX, what happened with them, right? So Coinbase is a public company, and they're very obviously, like, you could see what their intent is, right? Do they have a good product? Does it work as intended? Absolutely. But the as intended isn't good. And you go below the surface to the private exchanges. Binance is in some shit right now. FTX went under. And these private companies who choose not to go public, even though they very well could, to evade the scrutiny. Like, well, I shouldn't say that, because Bitcoin only companies are also private. But you look at these guys who are not under the same level of scrutiny as Coinbase, and it is like the skeletons in the closets are infinite, right? They pump out their own crypto shitcoin. They prop it up with customer funds. The customers think they're buying Bitcoin and get paper Bitcoin in return. They rehypothecate unbeknownst to their customers. Binance intermingled customer deposits with actual revenue numbers and just blobbed it together in one large fucking number they reported up. That's scary. Like, be scared of that, right? And that's why crypto gets a bad name, and the unfortunate reality is that Bitcoin kind of gets wrapped into that. But when it's all said and done, you hear of all these exchanges getting in trouble with the SEC, right? Or getting popped for this, that, and the other thing. Or in the extreme cases like FTX fully going under. That's never going to happen to a Bitcoin exchange, because Bitcoin's not a security. There's no, like, malicious intent there. And the companies that are Bitcoin only are doing this to help people advance the cause, not to make a buck.
But hey, always withdraw your Bitcoin. There have been Bitcoin only companies in the past that have gone under because of scammers. But withdraw your Bitcoin. Do not keep your Bitcoin on exchanges. Not your keys, not your coins. If you don't understand what that phrase is, we've made episodes on it. Go back and listen to them. We had some experts on that walked us through your different options. It's not that hard. It is simple. It is going to take some education, but that's the beauty. That's why we Bitcoin. It's because you can be your own bank. You don't need these companies. Buy your Bitcoin, buy it peer-to-peer, like whatever. Just don't keep it with anyone else other than yourself, and then learn how to properly store your keys. It's really that simple. You don't need these companies anymore to hold your money. So
didn't Coinbase make a wallet too? Like, just that just shows how much they want to keep your actual money.
If you can trade shit coins in your wallet, you've got the wrong wallet.
Yeah, dude. No, this is great, man. Alec, thanks for getting with me on this, man. It was great to put this together and have a good heartfelt conversation about a topic that honestly probably doesn't get discussed as much as it should.
Absolutely, brother. Till next time. I think we should talk about wallets next time. I'm pretty stoked on some of the ones coming out in development. So let's do that. Appreciate y'all for tuning in for another episode. I hope you took something away today. Please withdraw your Bitcoin from exchanges. Please check what your fees are that you're paying, and stop paying companies like Coinbase that are just ripping you off. If they sell these other tokens, you're opening yourself up to more counterparty risk. Like, you simply are. Stop buying shit coins, buy Bitcoin, stay humble, stack sats, stay solvent. Simple as that. Take self-custody, and you know, we'll look forward to the bright orange future. Thank you all for tuning in. Till next time.